Pastor St. Clair is going to come up here, and you're going to hear a couple testimonies. You can have a seat.
Good morning. Good morning, Gateway. Amen. It is so good to be here again with you. Just want to take this time out to greet Senior Pastor here, Brother Bob, and all the leaders here. It's such a blessing for us to be here again with you. This is my second time, and if you're asking yourself, where is he from, let me tell you before you leave here without not knowing that. I'm from Jamaica, all right? And, God has been so good to us. I'm also a graduate of Teen Challenge, and it's very fitting, for me to have two men who will be graduating this Friday to share with you. Good to see you, Brother Lawrence Ash. Amen. He's also a graduate. And God is so awesome. Before Christ, we were the worst kinds of people known to mankind, period. The things we did in sin and the places we ventured and the lifestyle we led. But God. Amen. But God. And so, without any further ado, I'll ask Brother James, where is he? He slipped out. Brother James, put your hands together for him. Amen. Look, he's my brother. Can't you see the complexion here? Amen. He is. Amen. Just tell us something, Brother James.
All right.
Briefly.
Like you said, my name's James. Basically, to make a long story short, I grew up in a Christian home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Grandparents were pastors. My stepdad was a pastor. But around 12 or 13, I decided that Jesus wasn't cool, and I wanted to smoke pot and do a whole bunch of other stuff. And being into music and stuff like that, I just started going down that road, and I went down that road really hard. Within 8 years, it spiraled out of control to heroin use, crack cocaine use, pill. I mean, everything I could get my hands on, I was using. To the point of where I lost everything, my job, the house that I was paying rent in, everything, I just lost it all, and I ended up in jail. And in jail, I did a lot of soul searching. I started to pray, and I started to, it was like God was the only thing in there that gave me any comfort at all. So that's all I knew, so I just started praying. And through those prayers and through other people seeing me reading my Bible and praying in jail, someone had told me about this program, and I just tried something wild. I wrote my judge. I wrote him a 3-page letter. And told him that I wanted to change my life, and this is how I wanted to do it. And he granted my request. So I got to Teen Challenge, yeah. And I got to Teen Challenge, and it has just been an awesome catalyst to foster my relationship with Jesus Christ. He's changed everything in my life to the point of my mom is coming from Oklahoma. My grandparents are coming from North Carolina. I've got family coming from all over the country to see me graduate this Friday. And he's restored everything, restored relationships. So, it's just awesome. God is awesome. And Pastor Tim is awesome. He comes to do our chapels. And I got to give a shout out to him. He's one of my favorites. So he's awesome. So just thank you guys for having us. Thank you for listening. And Jesus is Lord, and he changes lives. And that's all it is.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, what is Teen Challenge? It's a 12-month discipleship program where you come into us and we just give the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. We don't give our men any medication. If you need ibuprofen, that's different, but we don't encourage certain types of medication. We believe it's the Jesus factor. It's the Jesus factor, and it is the Jesus factor. Amen? And so this is what we serve morning, noontime, nighttime, Jesus, 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 that's how we do it, amen, and so call us crazy if you want, it's all right, we just love Jesus, amen, and so Brother David, would you come up here for me, please? Brother David will be graduating also. Look, this guy's always cool, all the time, he's always cool, honestly, I don't know. I said to him all the time, I said, Dave, how you do it? And I'm going to ask you again. How do you do it? You're always cool. Tell the people what's happening.
It's Jesus, really. they probably don't always think I'm cool, but I try to be. No, it's really, before I came into Teen Challenge, I mean, I had grown up like James in the Christian, in a very Christian household. My dad was a commander in the Coast Guard, so I grew up with strict rules. Probably around high school or so, I started drinking, partying, smoking pot. And led to a bunch of sin that just spiraled because I thought I was doing the cool thing. I wasn't really listening to what I knew was right. By the time I ended up graduating high school, I got into prescription painkillers that led to some heroin usage as well. And before Teen Challenge, I came in April 4th, 2013. So I'm actually graduating this Friday with James. So I've done a whole year in Teen Challenge. It's been a long, good year, a very long, good year. But before I came into Teen Challenge, I hadn't spoken with my family, my little sister, my little brother, my mom, my dad, in 3 years. I'm 24 now. I missed out on my little sister's graduation from high school. Just a lot of things took their toll on me. It was just wearing down, and life was depressing. Nothing was making me happy anymore. I just had a void. And I got in a truck accident. I'll make it kind of short. But basically, I shouldn't have lived, but I stepped away without a scratch, and I heard God tell me that I need to stop living for myself, and I just need to surrender everything back to Him. So I came to Teen Challenge a little bit after that, and I just came in giving everything to Jesus, and my life has turned around completely. You wouldn't recognize me now from when I first came into the program. My family's being restored. I'm getting to see my family when I graduate on Friday. It's kind of like the prodigal son, except I don't think my dad's going to give me a fattened calf. Maybe a couple dollars or something, but it's been an amazing journey. Teen Challenge has been a new family to me. Pastor Sinclair's a brother. Yeah, like he said, you see the resemblance? And, Pastor Tim, I love when you come in and speak with us. You're one of my favorites, like James said. And thank you guys for all your support. And it's amazing. Jesus is really the answer. I'm not depressed anymore. We're doing awesome things with the praise band, getting to do things that I never expected in my life. So, praise God.
Amen. Praise.
Sorry for being a bad boy. This Friday we have our graduation. Come on out and support the men. We'll give more info to Pastor Tim. As I said, we just love you guys and thank you for loving us. Thank you for having us. It's nothing special about us. We just love Jesus. We love Jesus the same way you love Jesus. Amen. And we are in this thing together. Teen Challenge is a para church. What the church, what you guys can't do in the physical, you send these people to us and we pray for them night and day. I'm telling you, sometimes when you walk by and you hear us praying, you'll probably wonder what's going on because we're jamming it real hard in Jesus' name. God, you got to do it. Amen. So thank you very much. And thank you, Pastor Tim. God bless you guys. Got time for one more? Come on, Brother Devin. We got time for one more. Brother Devin. Testimony. Amen. Devin. Come on.
Tell us. Okay. Hey, guys. How you doing? My name is Devin Smith. I'm from Salisbury, Maryland. And like the two brothers that came before me, I'm also from the church. My dad's a pastor. And I got into some pretty hardcore drugs. Went to jail because I stole from my father $2,500 in bad checks. And it's just a mess. But God restores lives, and he's in the restoration business, and I'm just an example of what he can do in somebody's life. My dad told me when I stole all that money from him, he was like, look, man, you're in jail. That's where you need to be. I'm sitting here crying on the phone in front of grown men who probably kill people for a living, and there I am just, 150 pounds of nothing, and I'm crying, and my dad's like, look, you can come and visit me at my house on my back porch. and that's about it. And I don't know about you guys, but family is the most important thing to me. And he's restored that 100%. And I'm from Salisbury, so I'm not too far from home, but they've come to visit me as much as possible. And I've just had a great time since I've been here. Praise God for everything he's doing in our lives here at Teen Challenge and having local community to like you guys who support people like us. It's a burden on the community to be able to try to support something like this. But, you know, when you get behind it and God's love is involved, great things happen. And we really appreciate everything that you guys do. And thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Amen. Pastor Tim, it's your turn. No, I'll make sure to give it back to you, Reverend Tim. There you go.
Trade this to someone here. Maybe someone else.
No.
If you offer, I'm... Oh, look at that. Look at all those ladies. Okay. Could you guys do me a favor? And you know how sometimes we pray for you guys, you know, why don't you come up here and get in a straight line again? And I'm going to let you guys minister to them. We're going to pray over each of them, and then we're going to transition to the ministry time. So for a sec, let's pray. And if you feel like you're supposed to come up and bless one of these guys, go ahead and on your feet, please. I mean, right now, on your feet, everybody, so that it's easier to get out. I'm going to generalize pray for them, and as I'm generalized praying for them, if you feel led to come up and specifically lay hands on one of them, please do so. God, we ask that you bless these men. Bless these men, God. Increase your hand on them. Increase your presence on these guys. I pray, God, that the stuff of addiction that they've learned would transfer to every sin so that it's transferable victory, transferable freedom, that they're able to set other people free. They've been set free from drugs, but they've been set free from something far more deep and insidious in its self-centeredness. They've been set free from idolatry, where Jesus is now on the throne of their hearts as the thing they're seeking and pursuing. And I ask God that you would enable them and empower them to set others free from whatever enslaves and whatever ensnares them. In Jesus' name. God, we ask that you would bless Delmarva Teen Challenge. Pour out a heavy measure of presence on Delmarva Teen Challenge. I ask, God, that you would increase the resources there, that you would increase the wisdom and stature of those who are leading, that you would link them, God, in such a way that the things that they're praying would come to pass. We know they're praying big prayers, God. I thank you for their new facility. Pray it be a place where disciples are made. I pray even for the surrounding homes and the businesses there in Seaford, that the displacement in the heavenly realm of naming this territory for Jesus would actually have an impact on the families and the businesses that are geographically right around where they live. I pray, God, for revival to break out in Seaford again. I pray for the fires of the Holy Spirit to catch fire in congregations, and congregations even cross-pollinate. I pray for a unity among the churches, and I pray for Teen Challenge to be a helper and a carrier to take revival fires from church to church locally. We bless them, God. Bless Bob Carey, bless St. Clair, bless Mike, bless whoever else is on staff over there with rich sense of purpose, clarity of purpose, God, alignment of vision. God, we love them. We love them. We love them. We love them. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. If you guys will stay up here, then you can help minister to people, okay? We're going to go into ministry time if you guys will stay standing. Okay. Nancy was praying this morning, and the Lord gave her a word. And so she's going to read that word to you from the Lord. It's for us. Yeah, you want to stand up on the stage? Come on. Cancer. I'm her fortitude. So.
Actually, I was praying for you, Tim.
I was praying for the pastor. And as I bowed my head and closed my eyes, this question came to me. We don't relate to people with our eyes closed. Why do we relate to God that way? So I opened my eyes, and he filled the room. And then he said, "Open your eyes. I am light. I'm not in the darkness behind your lids. I'm not out there, distant. I'm not up there, above you, lofty and unattainable. Open your eyes. In everything you see, I am. I'm at your right hand and at your left. I hem you in behind and before. My hand is on you, as it is on everything you behold. I am for you, with you, in you, right here, right now. I am the God who sees you. Open your eyes. See me."
It's important to remember that there's a story of the pearl with great value. The Lord, to us, we are a pearl of great value, and the Lord goes after us wholeheartedly with everything he's got. And it says in Revelations, he stands at the door and waits for us to open that door. And to him, we have to see him as great value and a pearl, that we have to go after him. It's all choices. Everything we do is choices. And how big and important is Jesus in your life? And how much does he mean to you in your life? If you need a measure more of faith, if you need a measure more of deepness in your walk, please come up for prayer. It's time for ministry. Let's go up for prayer. If you need a word from the Lord, please come up and go to the right over here, and we'll get somebody to give you a word, or if you need direction in your life. And if you just need prayer for health or anything like that, Jerry's brother-in-law has cancer, and he's got lung cancer, and he's got liver, so it's a liver ailment. He's not sure exactly what the liver ailment is. So somebody could lay hands on Jerry and pray with Jerry about his brother-in-law. And anybody else that needs prayer, please come up for prayer, okay? Yeah, that's why they're up here. They're up here to pray for people, okay? So please come up and get prayer. Even if you just need encouragement, you need more faith, and while I'm up here, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless our meal that we're going to have. We thank you for always providing for us. We invite everyone that's here to please join us in a fellowship meal and let us fellowship together. And in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless the food and thank you.
I just think it's a day, too, that we ought to be praying for our own lost daughters and sons. For reconciliation, there's teenagers, and there's many that have come and gone from these doors that haven't experienced the richness of relationship with Jesus and are still seeking. And I think it's a time when we can see what God does and that we need to intercede for those.
Amen. So please come up for prayer. Amen.
I go before you now. I stand beside you.